human rights organizations in Israel, especially those that defend the rights of Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank, are facing a new threat to their operations since a bill was introduced in the Israeli Knesset, or parliament, that could prohibit foreign funding for these civil society groups. Among the groups targeted are Rabbis for Human Rights, Coalition of Women for Peace, and Gisha, which defend freedom of movement for Palestinians, focused especially in Gaza. The group has filed lawsuits heard up to the Israeli Supreme Court, trying to force Israel to allow fuel and other supplies into Gaza, which has been under an Israeli blockade since Hamas took control of the territory in 2007. The bill aims to prohibit the registration of, or to close down, any existing non-governmental organization if there are reasonable grounds to conclude that the group is providing information to foreign entities or is involved in legal proceedings abroad against senior Israeli government officials or Israeli military officers for violation of international law or war crimes. The largest financial supporter of human rights groups in Israel, the New Israel Fund, has been targeted by the Israeli right as being responsible for a majority of the critical information gathered in the United Nations Goldstone Report, which found that Israel had committed war crimes during its 2008 Gaza invasion. Sari Bashi, the executive director of Gisha, is a graduate of the Yale University Law School and spoke at the school in April about the interconnection of human rights in Israel and Palestine.
Both the erosion of human rights for Palestinians and the erosion of democratic protections for Israeli human rights defenders have to do with a crisis of values, a crisis of democratic values, of universalistic values. A democracy that is maintaining a military occupation, which is obviously non-democratic, cannot maintain these Chinese walls. It's going to spill over in ways that are going to be detrimental. It always has. But now it seems to be more extreme. There's always been a pendulum that swung back and forth between the government's ability to tolerate dissent and to protect the rights of freedom of association, freedom of speech for people who criticize the government. But the last year, since the Gaza war, it swung in one direction in a way that I have not seen before. I have not seen it this bad, and it doesn't show any signs of swinging back anytime soon. So I don't know where we are right now. We're in some kind of transition. What am I talking about? Well, the readings talked about this law that would restrict the ability of human rights groups to get funding. That initiative is taking place in a context of a coordinated government campaign against human rights groups within Israel in the wake of criticism over the Gaza war. There's been a media campaign in which government spokespersons have spread misinformation about human rights groups, characterizing us as a fifth column, calling us a strategic threat, traitors, calling us agents of European anti-Semites, and making it seem as though we're operating secretly, when actually, as human rights groups, we believe in transparency, so we try to operate as transparently as possible. The foreign ministry has created a special unit that is designed to combat Israeli human rights groups. There have been attempts to obstruct funding to prevent our ability to get funding from abroad, either through legislation making it difficult or impossible, or through political moves where the Netanyahu government has actually approached different European countries who fund human rights groups through these kind of neighborhood programs in support of human rights and said, don't fund groups that criticize us. And also the use of the tax law. The tax law is being used to do what I would call harass human rights groups. This summer, the tax authority tried to remove our tax-exempt status because we defend Palestinians. I'm glad to say so far we've survived that particular attempt, but it's not just us. There are other groups that are being targeted as well. There have also been arrests of peaceful demonstrators, of Israeli Jews. When Palestinian demonstrators, Palestinian citizens of Israel, were arrested, the government could couch that as a security threat. Now they're arresting Israeli Jews as well, where it's not about a security threat. They say, you know, this is an illegal demonstration. There's no violence, but we're not going to let it take place. And, you know, these are all symptoms of what I would call a crisis of values. Israel is self-defined as a Jewish and a democratic state. And that would mean that you have particularistic values, values of protecting the Jewish people, and you have universal values, which are democratic values, international law, human rights, which belong to everybody by virtue of being human. And there's always been some kind of uneasy tension and balance. We're now shifting in one particular direction. And it creates a challenge, I should say, for human rights groups, because not just in terms of our legal activity, but also in terms of our public advocacy, we're fighting for communicability. We're promoting values of universal human rights, of individual rights, of democracy, of freedom. And increasingly, the values that are being promoted in the public sphere and in the political sphere are values of particularistic self-defense. It's us against them. The them is dehumanized. And even people who look like us, even Israeli human rights groups, are part of the them if they criticize. On the one hand, there's a crisis. On the other hand, I'm actually a little bit optimistic because we're in a transition. And I don't know what we're transitioning to, but I think there are opportunities here, if we can do it right, wake people up inside Israel to say, look, you and I may not agree about what the policy should be in the occupied territory, but maybe you're also worried that I'm getting arrested. And maybe you can understand that there's a price to these particularistic values about something you care about, because maybe you care about Israeli democracy. And maybe we can get that conversation to expand to human rights.
That was Sari Bashi, executive director of the Israeli human rights group, Gisha. For more information, visit the website at gisha.org. This segment was recorded and produced by Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus.